SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a firefighting tanker plane has crashed near Seneca in the Malheur National Forest in eastern Oregon, killing the pilot.
The U.S. Bureau of Land Management contracted the single pilot tanker plane to help battle the falls fire in Oregon, burning at the edge of the Malheur National Forest. Meanwhile, around Chico, California, where the park fire is burning, a suspect's being presented in court, accused of pushing a burning car into a gully, sparking the blaze. Sheriff Corey Honey.
It is particularly maddening that this particular fire was caused by an individual.
The park fires consumed more than 130 structures and burned around 250 square miles since Wednesday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Arsonists attacked France's high-speed rail network early Friday, setting fires that paralyzed train travel to Paris for some 800,000 people across Europe. Director of the French high-speed trains on the Atlantic line, Franck de Bourdieu, said it's sad that arsonists struck the rail system in the hours before the start of the summer games.
For us, it's really a pity. It's difficult to accept also, just because obviously we were working for months to make sure that everything was going to happen properly. And today, it's hard to accept.
The saboteurs targeted remote locations far from the capital with apparently coordinated attacks that sought to cut off rail routes into the city from all directions. The fires were predominantly set in pipes containing critical signaling cables for the system known as the TGV. Blazes were reported before dawn near the tracks on three separate lines, causing widespread disruptions. On Wall Street, the Dow by 654 points. This is SRN News. A ranking of states on religious freedom.
It comes from First Liberty Institute, and it lists Illinois as the best state in the nation for religious liberty with a score of 81%. FLI says Illinois has the most religious freedom protections of all, coming in second place, Florida at 73%, and then Montana at 66%. West Virginia is the worst state for religious liberty with only 24%, according to First Liberty. However, West Virginia has improved its score from last year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge ruled that a Texas woman who was jailed and charged with murder over a self-induced abortion in 2022 can move forward with her lawsuit. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton on Wednesday denied a motion from prosecutors and the sheriff to dismiss the lawsuit during a hearing in the border city of McAllen. Lizelle Gonzalez spent two nights in jail on the murder charges and is seeking $1 million in damages. This is SRN News. Stocks got a big boost to close out the week.
Wall Street rallied Friday following encouraging reports on inflation and on profits at 3M and other big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% for its best day in 7 weeks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 1.6% and the NASDAQ Composite rose 1%. The market's gains were widespread, including both influential big tech companies like NVIDIA and smaller stocks. That's a departure from much of this week, where a divide deepened between the two groups. Treasury yields eased after the latest inflation data reinforced expectations for coming cuts to interest rates. Damian Troisi, New York.
A federal grand jury in California has charged activist short seller Andrew Left with multiple counts of securities fraud for a $16 million stock market manipulation scheme. Left is a sometimes guest commentator for both CNBC and Fox Business. More details at SRNnews.com.